This is the Composer's Datebook for June 20th. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1948, about 50 members of the press were invited to New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel for a demonstration of a new kind of phonograph record. A Columbia Records employee named Edward Wallerstein stood between a big stack of heavy shellac 78 RPM albums, the standard for recorded music in those days, and a noticeably slimmer stack of vinyl discs, a new format which Wallerstein had dubbed LPs, long playing records that spun at 33 and a third revolutions per minute. Before 1948, if you wanted to buy a recording of a complete symphony or concerto, it meant the purchase of up to a dozen separate 78s, each playing only 4 minutes aside. In developing their new LP record, Columbia's goal was to fit complete classical works onto a single disc. Wallerstein recalled, "I timed I don't know how many works in the classical repertory and came up with a figure of 17 minutes to a side. This would enable about 90% of all classical music to be put on two sides of one record." Columbia's first LP release was a recording of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with Nathan Milstein as the soloist and the New York Philharmonic conducted by Bruno Walter. The following year, Columbia struck pay dirt when it released the original cast album of a brand new Broadway musical by Richard Rodgers. The 1949 Columbia LP of Mary Martin and Ezio Pinza singing hit tunes from South Pacific became a bestseller, and by 1951 the LP had won and no one was making 78s anymore. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.